Blog Talk Radio.
Give praise and thanks to God and all of you online. We thank you for showing up today and all of you on Facebook. Well, we're not on Facebook Live yet, but praise God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to give a prayer. And someone read the scripture for us. Amen. Read the scripture or give a prayer.
First Corinthians.
Uh-huh.
First Corinthians 3:6. Well, not. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God,
Yes.
That the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Yes.
If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Amen.
To the reader here, door of this most holy word. Father God, we just thank you all today. We give you praise for being here, assembled, gathered in your name. Bless those that's online and bless those that's in here in the church, the house of God today. We bless your holy name, for you have given us, renewed our strength today to rise and serve you. And we thank you that we can just not hear it, but the words and doer of the word. And we thank you all today, Father God, for our families. Thank you for those that's online and their families and Facebook Live. And God, as you order our steps today, we continue, and you will continue to open our blind eyes and our deaf, any hard hearts today, make a heart of stone become a heart of flesh. And God, we thank you right now that you continue to lead us, teach us, and guide us, and counsel us to all truth and understanding and revelation. Bless the speaker today, bless the word that will go forth, that someone will ask, what must I do to be saved? And we give you all the praise and all the honor, but it is magnified in your name. Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, thank God. Thank God. If that's anyone online, you have a praise report. Amen. Any praise reports today is something that God did for you. I don't know where God brought you from, but I know where he brought me from. And maybe someone wants to testify. How do you get to where you are now? And maybe someone wants to tell you how God brought you to where you are now. Is there anyone online or have a testimony, prayer request? Anything good happened to you this weekend?
Thank God.
Amen? Yes.
Thank
you,
God.
Go ahead.
Thank God today. Amen. The honor to God, head of my life. Thank God for my life, help, and strength. Save me, sanctify me, fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost of fire. Thank God for Pastor Paige, the general in her absence today, and all those that are here, faithful, to keep it. All those that are online today. I just thank God that don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on God. Especially don't give up on God, no matter how long it takes. God can do it. Friday, I waited 5 years to hear some words. 5 years. Congratulations. You can open your business again. I waited 5 years for that.
Amen.
And I struggled. I've been through the firestorm. I've been through everything I've been through, but I never gave up on God's word.
Amen.
No matter what came my way, no matter what the devil threw at me,
yeah,
I'm standing here today. Through all the suffering and pain, good health, looking good, smelling good, and restored.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Everybody else, you believe? I never gave up on God. I believed in myself. And God has came through today. He's opened many doors that once was closed. He had to take me from one country, seemed like, from one state to another one. But that's what he did to Abraham. And that's what the Bible, the scriptures, is written for our learning. Whatever was in the scriptures written for our learning, that we understand the examples that God did. He got a witness to every day. He took Abraham from one foreign country to another next and made him rich. I don't care about being rich, but he restored it. And I thank God on today for all that he's done. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. For the brother got a that he can open up his business. Amen. Got a report yesterday that everything passed inspection, so he can open up now. Amen. So that's a blessing. When you waited a long time on God, God don't let you down. Amen. Sometimes you wait 5 years, but God don't let you down. That's the good thing about it. God never lets you down. And that's what it's all about. We have a God that always answers his prayer. And sometimes it seems to take a little while to do it sometimes, but he always answers. Amen. Amen. It took Abraham 15 years, but he answered his prayer. Amen. Amen. It took the children of Israel 430 years, but he still answered. Amen. Praise God. He brought him out of Egypt like he said he would do. So one thing about God, he's going to do what he said, but God has a time that he's going to do everything. Amen. And that's what we have to recognize, that God has a time for everything, you know. Everything is just not microwave all the time. You can't just punch the button and all of a sudden everything just appear or start happening, but it takes time. So thank God that God was able to make a way for you to open up. Amen. We thought it was going to be a little hard, but the third time we made it. Amen. So praise God for that. Amen. So thank all of you today. We got a word for you, and I don't know which how to start with it today. My Sister Paige, she's going to be a little late, even if she make it, but praise God. We got to figure out how we want to start today. We don't know how we want to do it. Amen. Let's see here. Amen. Praise God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24. I'll start right that way. Amen. Matthew chapter 24. Amen. Matthew chapter 24. Amen. We're going to look at verse 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'll just go along today. I might have to be a read-on preacher today. So praise God. Amen. Let's see what I said. 35. Verse 35. It says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. For that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as it is in the day of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. For as it is in the day that was before the flood, they were eating and drinking and married and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. And hallelujah. I guess if I took for a thought today is you need to be ready. Amen. So you need to be ready. 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 That is the thing. And as I was reading Matthew chapter 24, reading, and all down through here, it seemed that Jesus was telling everybody, you need to be ready. If you need to get ready. If you're not ready, you need to be ready. You need to be ready. That means because we don't know the day or the hour that the Lord is going to show up, that we need to be ready. Amen. And all through the book is telling us we need to be ready, need to be ready, be ready. You know, and I might ask the question, are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah, are you ready? If the Lord came today, would you be ready to go back with the Lord? Would you be ready to go back with the Lord? If the Lord appeared today, would you be ready? Hallelujah. Have you done what's necessary for your salvation? Have you done what's necessary? You see, there's so many times that people sit around and they think they're ready, but they're not ready. I would hate for someone to sit around thinking they're ready when they're not ready. Amen. And God wants us to be ready, because everything is going to continue just as it's going right now. Everything is just going to continue to be as it is. Everybody's still going to be partying, everybody's still about to be married, and They've been given in marriage, and everything's going to be going on just the same. He said that was the way it was in the day of Noah. And all of it was just like a sudden. And all of a sudden the flood came, and all of a sudden everybody then was scrambling, trying to get to the ark. But by the time they got to the ark, the door was closed because, you see, they weren't ready. They had heard that the flood was coming, but nobody was ready. You have heard that Jesus is coming, but nobody's ready. Amen. We've been preaching for years the Lord is coming soon, but the thing we got to ask you, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Have you done what's necessary for you to be saved? See, ma'am, a lot of us, we think we're ready, but we're not ready. We say we're ready, but we haven't gotten ready. We haven't done what's necessary to be saved. It's a question that can be asked. Well, how do I get ready? That would be a question to ask everybody. How do I get ready this morning? Amen. I need to get ready because I know God is coming soon. And because God is coming soon, I got to get ready. I got to be what? One thing I got to be watching. You got to be watching. Because, you see, the enemy comes in on, you know, when the enemy comes in, if you're watching, you're catching. Amen. So Jesus said, I'm coming as a thief in the night, and you got to be watching. You know, a lot of people are not ready because they're not watching for the Lord, amen. A lot of people have gone to sleep, and because they've gone to sleep, they're not ready. They're not ready, amen. You have to be careful where you are and what you're doing because you might not be ready. I thought about it was with as it was with Samson, I believe. Samson was laying in Delilah's lap. And being that Seth was laying in Delilah's lap, you know, he thought he was ready. You know, he thought he was ready. You see, he had already fooled her a few times and told her how to bind him, but he thought he was ready. You see, each time that she said the enemy's upon him, he would jump right up because he was ready. You know, he was ready then, you know, because what? He had his strength then at the time, amen. You see, a lot of us think we're ready, but have you checked yourself lately to see whether or not you're still as strong as you used to be, amen? You might not be as jittery as you used to be, but you got to know, are you ready when the enemy comes? And all of a sudden, Sam laid there in Delilah's lap, and she was stroking his brow, and he went to sleep. Laying in Delilah's lap, amen. So there's a lot of us that's going to sleep in the devil's lap, amen. Mm-hmm. We're going to sleep in the devil's lap. We're not ready. We're not prepping ourselves. We're not getting ready for the coming of the Lord. We just laying at ease. We'll sit back at ease. And we're not ready. And all of a sudden, Delilah said to Samson, said, Samson, the enemy's upon you. And he jumped up. But he didn't know that the Lord had departed from him.
Yes, amen.
He knew not that the Lord had departed from him. He thought he was ready. He thought he still had the same strength he had. He thought he still had the same power that he had. He thought he could just take the enemy and do him any way he wanted to do him, like he used to do him. He thought he could put the gate on his back again, but all of a sudden now he's lost his power. He lost his strength. He wasn't ready. He thought he was ready. You see, that's the thing about it. He thought he was ready, but he didn't check out to see whether or not the spirit was still with him.
Amen.
He didn't check to see whether or not God was still with him. Amen. Amen. And a lot of us haven't looked in a while to see if God is still with you. Hallelujah. You haven't checked, amen. When was the last time you prayed in the spirit, amen? When was the last time you checked yourself to see was the Holy Ghost moving in you? You see, a lot of us haven't checked lately, amen, because we've been sleeping in the devil's lap, and because you've been sleeping in the devil's lap, you haven't checked yourself out to see, are you ready, amen? Praise God, amen? Have you checked your oil lately, amen? You see, the thing about it, you might think you're ready, but you might have ran out of oil. Chapter 25, verse 1 through 10 of the book of Matthew, it says that there were some virgins, I guess they
They was waiting to get married. Five wise women, five foolish. And they got ready. They all got ready in the beginning. They had enough oil in their lamp to do what it is they needed to be done. They all had oil. They all had a lamp. They all had a light. They had everything necessary to meet the bridegroom. But the bridegroom tarried. He didn't come when they thought he was going to come. He didn't come the time they thought he was going to come. And so all of a sudden they began to get relaxed. And when you get relaxed sometime in the Lord, amen, you lose out on some things that you didn't realize you lost. You lose some things you don't realize you lost. When you go to sleep in the Lord, amen, when you wake up, things that change, they're not like they used to be, amen. But have you checked to see, do you still have it all in your lap? Hallelujah. Hey, we need some oil in your lamp. You need the Holy Ghost. Have you checked to see whether or not you got the Holy Ghost? Because they see if you don't have no oil in your lamp, you're not ready to go.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And see, all this is about the five wives. And when the bridegroom came, five of them, they had been taking it easy and didn't keep the oil in the lamp. And so when the Lord came, they weren't ready.
Amen.
They went and asked the other friends for the oil. Say, give me some of your oil. Give me some of what you got. In other words, give me some of what you got. Amen. That's what they were saying. And then the other five said, hey, we only have enough for ourselves. We don't have nothing for you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, because they weren't ready, they went to find the oil. And by the time they got back, the bridegroom was gone. I don't want nobody to miss the rapture. Amen. Come on. When the Lord comes, I don't want nobody to miss it because you don't have no oil in your lamp. You see, you got to get some oil in your lamp before you get ready. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 19, I believe, where I want to start at. Because we got to see whether or not we're ready or not. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 19, verse 1, amen. Now listen to what it says to somebody. I want to find out if you're ready. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Acts chapter 19, verse 1, Paul passing through the upper coast came to Ephesus to find certain disciples. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? What a question, amen. What a question to be asked, amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received? You see, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, you're not quite ready right now. You've done some things that was good for you, but have you received the Holy Ghost, amen, since you believe, amen? He said, all the people tell you when you're ready without the Holy Ghost, but I just got to ask the question, if you don't have no oil in your lamp, you're not ready. Huh? Yeah, if you don't have your oil in your lamp, you see, you got to get your oil in your lamp, amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You see, Jesus said it was necessary for you to have the Holy Ghost, and the reason it was necessary, he said, I got to die so you can get it. He said, it is an expedient that I go away, for if I go not away, the Holy Ghost won't come unto you. But if I go away, I'm going to send them to you. You see, he knew what it took to make you ready. That's why he had to die. He left here so that he can send back the gift of the Holy Ghost to get you ready, amen, for the coming of the Lord, amen. I want to know, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe, whoever you are, whether you're online, whether you're on Facebook, if the question comes to ask you, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Verse 19, chapter 19, verse 2.
Somebody said, and they said unto him, we have not so much heard whether there be in the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people don't have it because they don't know about it. They don't know it's available to them. Huh? So I'm here to tell you, the Holy Ghost is available to all who ask. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever asks for it can have it, can get it, amen. So the Holy Ghost is available to everyone that asks, amen. It's just not for a certain group of people, amen. The Spirit is unto all. The Holy Ghost is unto all. Acts chapter 2, amen. I'm going to finish this, but I just want to show you. The promise is unto you and to your children, Acts 2:39. And we're coming back to the scripture. We're coming back over here. Hallelujah. Acts 2:39, it says, the promise is unto you and to your children and to all. Come on, I just want to say it's just not for some people, amen. What does it say? It's unto who? It's unto all, amen. You see, a lot of people just believe that it is, but they don't believe that they can get it. See, that's what I want to tell you. You know, a lot of you, I'm not kicking against anything, but I'm trying to say, have you seen the Holy Ghost since you believe? Amen. Just being baptized itself ain't enough. St. John 3:3 says, you must be born again. St. John 3:5, it said, except a man be born again of water and spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. If you cannot, you can't. I don't care what your mama said, what your daddy said, what your preacher told you, or whatever church organization you go to said it. I'll tell you what the Bible said. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe it's necessary? Amen. If it hadn't been necessary, Jesus wouldn't have had to go away so that you can get it. See, sometimes you can be like Samson. You didn't know that the Spirit was with you. The Spirit has to be with you. See, Jesus said the Spirit is going to be in you. I'm going to send him so that he can be in you. I'm going to be in you and you're going to be in me. We're going to be intertwined and intermingled with one another. We're going to be in one another, amen. And so the Spirit must be in the person, amen, in order for him to be ready. That's your all. You see, you don't realize the Holy Ghost is the all that you need, amen, to be able to get married to the bridegroom. He came back looking for people with lamps that had oil in it. I want the wick to be trimmed. Anybody know about the wick being trimmed, amen? If y'all was going like I was in the house with the kerosene lamp, we know all about that, amen, praise God. Amen. We was raised, we went to school with kerosene lamps. We did homework with kerosene lamps, amen. Praise God, because we didn't get lights until 1958, amen. Praise God. So we know about them lamps. When the oil gets low on in it, the wick in it gets smoky. And it smoked the lamp up and stopped the light from shining, amen. And so you got to clean the globe out, amen. I said somebody needs to clean that globe out today, amen. I'm trying to say your lamp doesn't start smoking. You need some oil in your lamp, amen. I'm trying to say you need the Holy Ghost, amen. You need to increase the oil that is in your life. We need to increase the anointing in our life, amen, so that the lamp won't be smoking, praise God. We don't want to wait to the end. We get down to the end of everything, and then all of a sudden we jump up and think we're ready. Samson jumped up and thought he had the power, but he didn't. You see, a lot of us through our lives that we live, you're draining your oil out, amen. Sin will drain your oil out. Sin will drain your anointing, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you continue to sin, you're draining your oil out. But you got to realize today, amen, you need to get some oil in your lamp again, amen. So have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? If you haven't heard of it, we come to speak about the Holy Ghost today because we're saying that the Holy Ghost is available unto all. That's what it says in 2:39, didn't it? For the promise is unto all. It's not just a certain group of people. The Baptists need it, amen. Amen. I know they shout and carry on, but do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you speak with tongue? That's the Spirit of God give her. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I know you go to church every Sunday, and I know he preached to you every Sunday, but have you received the Holy Ghost, though? You've been going to church for 25 years. Do you have the Holy Ghost yet, though? Amen. You've been going to church for 30 years. Do you have the Holy Ghost yet? Amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Or you're not ready. All of your traditions that you have, you know. Amen. Whatever church you're in, Presbyterian, dead church, live church, whatever church you're in, amen. Have you received the Holy Ghost in that church? And if you haven't received the Holy Ghost in that church, you must be in the wrong church. Mm-hmm. If they don't believe in the Holy Ghost being preached in the church, you must be in the wrong church, amen. You need to check out and see if the Spirit of God in there. If the Spirit of God is not in there, amen, God ain't there where His Spirit is not at, amen.
Amen.
It's in the presence of God. It's where we're going to find everything. We need to get in the presence of God, amen, in order to get ready, amen. And so you need to check your church out to see if the Holy Ghost ain't in there. You need to get out of there. You need to leave.
Amen.
The Bible said, as the body without the spirit, so its faith without work is dead. It's all dead, amen. It's dead religion. If there's no Holy Ghost involved, it's dead religion. We don't need to be in dead religion. We are supposed to be people that are alive, amen. We're supposed to be people that's full of joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Full of the presence of God, amen. Lively people, amen. The Bible says we are lively stones, amen. We're supposed to be lively people, amen. And when they see you, you're supposed to be full of life because the Holy Ghost is in you. The Holy Ghost is the life that is on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost gives life. But indeed, it's the Spirit that quickens. It's the Spirit that gives life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the Spirit, you must not have life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Spirit that do the work. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit do the work. Jesus said the Spirit do the work. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost does the work. Amen. If there's no Holy Ghost working on the inside of you, what's bringing the change in your life? Philip in chapter 2, I believe what it is. He that has begun a good work in you, what shall perform? If there's no Spirit performing anything in you, how is it going to change you? How is it going to bring you? How is it going to make you? How is it going to mold and make you? If there be no Holy Ghost, there's nothing working in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the question comes, are you ready? Are we going to do like they did in the day of Moses? We're going to wait till it start raining first.
Noah.
It's Noah then. We're going to wait like to be like Noah. You're going to wait till it start raining first before you decide that you want the Holy Ghost. He says it's going to be like the same way then as it was in the day of Noah.
Amen.
They kept doing everything.
Yeah.
And when the flood came, they weren't ready. And they ran to the boat to get in, but the door was closed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that something? How you have the door closed in your face, amen. And all got closed in your face, amen, because you waited till the last moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always like to be Johnny come late. You know, we late for everything. And some of us, we late for everything, amen. Some of us are going to be late for our funeral, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So to bury you at 1 o'clock, it's going to be 1:30 before they bury you. Yeah, y'all know how we are, you know, as we are people of color. We're always late on everything, amen. And so let's not be late with God. That's the thing about it. Well, we can't be late waiting on God. We say we're waiting on God. Get ready. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be in the Holy Ghost. We got a lot of people like that. Yes, the Holy Ghost is here now. Jesus sent back the Holy Ghost. On the day of Pentecost, amen, the Holy Ghost came back and is here now for all those who believe, amen?
Amen.
And so it's here now, amen. And then they said unto him, unto what then were you baptized? You said you was baptized? And Until then, what were you baptized? I mean, it was supposed to, Jesus said, you're supposed to what? be born of water and spirit. And we got people lying saying you don't need the water, but the Bible did say you must be born of water and spirit. Not water alone, but water and spirit. Out of the sides of Jesus, it didn't just come blood by itself, but it came what? It was blood, 19th chapter of John, blood and water, amen? It was never by itself. It was always blood and water, amen, or water and spirit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you said you were baptized and wasn't baptized in the Holy Ghost, then what were you baptized in? If it wasn't the Holy Ghost, what was it? Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Did you pray all night to the dove moan? I mean, that wasn't a baptism of the Holy Ghost. I know the dove moaned that night, but it wasn't the Holy Ghost, amen. You get what I'm trying to say, amen. You prayed all night or a whole week until you got an experience? That wasn't the Holy Ghost, was it? You had an experience with God. That wasn't the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now we did all these things, so we already know about this. Amen. We went to the Mona's Bench, is what we call the Mona's Bench in the Baptist Church. We prayed and prayed about 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I got a good feeling. Boy, I jumped up off the altar and started hollering and shouting, "Praise God! I had an experience with God." That wasn't the Holy Ghost.
No.
The Holy Ghost did it. It was God moved on me. But that didn't say that I had been baptized in the Holy Ghost. If I'm going to get it, I got to do it like the Bible said get it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do it like the Bible said do it, amen. If you want to receive it the way the Bible said receive it. Not the way grandmama told you to do it, because grandmama didn't know no better, amen.
Mm-hmm.
All they could tell me back in the day was, you'll know. Well, what to pray? Lord, have mercy on my soul. Lord, have mercy on me. I prayed that, 2 weeks. Got a feeling, got an experience. Amen. Thought I was ready to go to heaven, amen. And all of a sudden I was in church one day and a man came into church. I mean, after I got out the streets, first. You know it didn't last. That experience didn't last because I that party the next week, amen. Praise God. That didn't last, amen. It wasn't a lasting effect, amen. See, the Holy Ghost will give you a lasting effect. It never goes away. That feeling you had is only for a moment, amen. Hallelujah, amen. I'm talking about sometimes we have a moment experience. But we need an everlasting thing. See, the Holy Ghost is everlasting. It don't just come. It just don't come for the day. It's an everlasting thing. It stays with you to the end, amen. Praise God. Everything else might pass away, but the Holy Ghost will never leave you. The Holy Ghost will never forsake you. It's always with you. It's not just having experience, because as soon as the experience is over, everything else is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have an experience with God, but more than that, get the Holy Ghost, amen. And when they heard there wasn't a Holy Ghost, what did they say? When they heard this, they was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, when they heard about the Holy Ghost and everything, they got baptized in water in Jesus' name because they realized John the Baptist wasn't it.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of you Baptists, amen. John wasn't it. He never told you to build a church on him.
Mm-hmm.
Never told you to build a church on him. He said, "I'm not the one. I'm not the light. I came to represent the one who is the light, and that is Christ Jesus." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, therefore, don't build no church on me.
Mm-hmm.
I got my head cut off. They cut my head off.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut your head off, it means they cut your authority off. Hallelujah. That means John the Baptist didn't have no more authority once his head got cut off. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if you want to build your life and think you're going to heaven on John the Baptist, you got another thought coming, amen, praise God. But this is why you got to get ready, amen. You can't wait till the end and then try to get it right when the Lord comes. It's going to be too late. He said it's going to be every moment in the twinkle of the eye. The last trump of God when it sounds and the dead in Christ going to rise first. Too late to try to get it right. While you're still parted and still everything going on in your life, and all of a sudden you're going to wait till the Lord show up to try to get it right. You, if you want to repent, you need to repent right now. Come on, somebody. You need to repent right now. You need to get it right now. Everybody in here need to repent right now. Amen. Praise God. Get it right now in your heart right now so you can be ready. Amen. So you can be ready for the coming of the Lord. We need to repent daily. Daily repentance in our heart. Everybody tell you, pray this prayer. Well, it's good to pray the prayer. Amen. But you need to repent. We're always telling everybody, well, pray this prayer. Well, it's good to pray the prayer. But you need the Holy Ghost, amen?
Amen.
Come on, John Baptism won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it says here. And they said, and Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, they should believe on him which should come after him. That is on Christ. And when they heard this, they was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because what? They were trying to get it right. You see what they, I mean, they was right up to a point, but they didn't go beyond. See, a lot of us, we've been out in water. We're right up into a point. But then God has more for us. Come on, that's more, amen?
Amen.
And we don't want to be like Samson now. We wake up and realize we don't have the power no more. Don't have the Holy Ghost. We don't want to be like Samson. And we don't want to be caught like the people of Moses and Noah's time. We want to get it right now. You know, a lot of people don't even like to be corrected now. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till next week. Huh? We got to get it right now. We got to repent today. Now is the day of salvation, amen. Now, not putting it off for tomorrow. You don't even know, not only that, but getting it right. You don't even know where you're going to be living tomorrow or not. I believe it's in Job chapter 14, I think verse 6, somewhere in there. It says your days are numbered. And nobody's going to go past the number that already has been put in store for you. You're not even going to pass that number. I said, well, Lord, if I'm not going to go past that number, amen, that means I'm not going to go to that number either. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. Is that right? I'm not going to go to that number. Because he said, I'm not going to go past the number, so that means I'm not going to go until that number, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But if I keep putting it off, things off, I keep putting correction off. Wait till tomorrow. Wait till tomorrow. I'm going to change tomorrow. Hey, and I'm going to get it right tomorrow. No promise. No promise. What if the Lord came the next minute? Just because the Lord is not coming the next minute, you don't know whether you're going to die the next minute or not. And whether he comes in the sky or whether you die, are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Are you ready to die then? Where would you spend eternity? Will you spend eternity in heaven or in hell? You got to make a decision, amen, what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts today, not tomorrow. You got to make a decision. You're going to correct yourself today and not wait till tomorrow. We always want tomorrow. Tomorrow. I don't like to talk about my swinger that died that way. He's having sex and died having sex, amen. And he was committing adultery. He died having sex, committing adultery. Had a heart attack. He thought it was going to be a tomorrow. He was going to get it right tomorrow. And there was no tomorrow for him. Amen.
Amen.
And here we are needing to be corrected today. How do you know you're going to have a tomorrow? Are you ready, though? Have you repented? Have you been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins? They had been baptized under John baptism, but it wasn't right. John baptism wasn't right. John didn't use no name in his baptism. He baptized under repentance. You don't see where John used no name, did he? He baptized under repentance. They didn't start baptizing in the name until after Jesus died and rose again, amen. And then they start using the name, amen, to be baptized in. In other words, John, I baptize you under repentance. Go bring forth fruits of repentance. Go show that you change. What's in your life show that you change? If you're a Christian, if you say you're a child of God, what has changed in your life? Do you still do the same thing you used to do? You still gambling? Still going to the club? Still committing adultery? Still committing fornication? Hallelujah. Huh? Hey, you still doing all of those things, and now you said you're ready. Mm-hmm. Now you better go get some oil in your lamp.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You better get the oil in your lamp, amen, to help you stop doing those things that you're doing. Because you don't know what your tomorrow will be. What if you just crawled out of the bed with somebody and died? Where would you spend eternity? This is a process today, amen. It's a thinking thing today. Asking you some questions today so you can think about it. Are you saved today, amen? Have you done what's necessary to be saved? And are you living right after you got saved? See, everybody likes to get saved, but they don't want to live right after they get saved. Oh, I got baptized, you know. Yeah, you did. And that's the end of it. Where's the example of Jesus? You know, when we said we're supposed to imitate Jesus, where's the example that we imitate Jesus? Somebody said, what good does it do living right then if you got saved by grace? What good does you do? You were born a woman. What good does it do for you to live like a woman? You're doing it because you are a woman, aren't you? Or that's why you're acting like a woman, because you are a woman?
Mm-hmm.
If you're righteous, you're going to live right. You're supposed to live right because you are righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And they said, and then they baptized, they should believe on him who should come out. When they heard this, they was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hand upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongue and prophesied. That was the way they got it. How did you get it, then? How did you get it? Did you speak with tongue as the Spirit of God gave utterance for you?
Amen.
Is that the way you know that you had it? Amen.
Amen.
Well, how do you know you got it if you didn't do that? Well, the Word said it. I was telling about it. The Bible was written for the saints. It wasn't written for the sinners.
Right.
The promises in the Bible is for the saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A sinner's supposed to become a saint, then the promises get to him. They belong to him after he do something, amen.
Yeah.
They belong to him after he come to Jesus. The promise belongs to him after he come to Jesus. Amen. These promises of salvation. Amen. But there are some promises, amen, you don't have to do nothing for. Amen. You don't have to pray for everything. Amen. It just happens. Amen. You know. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There are some promises you got to do something. You know, you go out there and look at your car. You got a flat tire. Oh, let me pray about this tire. They don't need to pray about that tire. Change that tire. What you praying about that for?
Amen.
Prayer ain't gonna fix that tire.
Amen.
Are you with me? You still trying to say?
Amen.
How we get too super, whatever, amen. Yeah, super religious, amen. Super religious. Just fix the tire, amen. If you're broke and ain't got no job, you need to be looking for one. And ask God, now you need to pray. God, open up a door, amen. Open up a door. Open up some opportunity for me. Open up some opportunity for me to get a vision. Well, that's the time to pray. But things that you can do and you already know it's available to you to do, do that right then, amen. Don't be sitting around playing supernatural or whatever, super spiritual. Being baptized is something you can do. You don't have Somebody will baptize you. You don't have to be waiting around. If you need to be baptized, somebody, come on, I baptize you today, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Getting you ready for salvation, amen. We'll pray with you for the Holy Ghost, getting you ready, amen, for the coming of the Lord, amen. Because if you die without the Holy Ghost, you're not going to resurrect right. You don't have no life in you to get you up. That's why they say, if the same spirit that was in Christ Jesus be in you in that day, it'll quicken your body in that day. It'll raise you up in the last day, amen. This is why we meet the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, to raise us up in this last day.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be somebody saying, well, what must I do to be saved? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. And live right when you get saved. Everybody wants to go to heaven, amen, but nobody don't want to do what's necessary.
Amen.
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 You got to know you're ready, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't suppose that you're ready, because sometimes when we can suppose that Jesus is with us, and but we haven't checked lately. Have you checked to see if you're in the faith yet, amen? Am I living according to the word of God? Am I doing what's necessary? It's got to be a check made sometimes to see whether or not I'm in the faith, amen. Am I doing what I know that is right? I might not be doing everything right, but am I doing all that I know that is right until I can learn the rest of it, amen? Have you checked lately? Sometimes you can be going, doing things without Jesus and not know. Luke chapter 2, since I got a few more minutes. Even Jesus' mother and daddy did that one time. They thought Jesus was with them, and they didn't know. Jesus wasn't even with them. See, some people don't believe that. They don't believe that you can be doing something and Jesus not even be with you. Chapter 2, Sister Paige, verse 41 through 49. Yeah, listen to that, Luke chapter 2.
Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover.
Now his parents went with him every year at the. Now this is Jesus now, Joseph and Mary. They had to go to Jerusalem at the time in order to pay the taxes and pay the tithes. You know, a lot of people say, well, ain't no tithes, but it's in the New Testament. I am reading in Matthew, they went up there to do that, didn't they? And so it must be still going on today. Amen. Read on.
And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem out of the custom of the feast.
It was just their custom to do that, to go up there of the feast day. But, you know, I'm glad we don't have to go to Jerusalem now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We would still be looking toward Jerusalem now, but I'm glad we don't have to look toward Jerusalem. We can look toward Jesus. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Well, we don't have to pray toward Jerusalem, but we pray toward Jesus, amen. I can pray here. I can pray over there. I can pray in my sleep. I can pray in the bed. I can pray on the couch. Wherever I want to go, I can call on God anywhere now. I don't have to look toward Jerusalem anymore.
Amen.
Read on.
And when they had fulfilled the days that they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem.
Jesus tarried behind. You know, read on.
And Joseph and his mother knew not of it.
And see, they left Jesus and didn't know they had left him. How many times that a lot of us, we done left Jesus and don't even know we left him? We ain't checked lately. You haven't checked to see whether or not he's with you lately. You see, you can leave Jesus behind sometimes and not even know that you left him. Amen? Come on, somebody. Amen. Have you checked out to see if God's still with you?
Mm-hmm.
I know he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, but have you checked later to see? You don't want to be like Samson. By the time he checked, it was too late.
Yeah.
You need to start checking to see if Jesus is with you right now. They left him back. They left their son. But surely, Joseph and Mary, surely, y'all should have known that your son was with you. I mean, if you ain't where you used to be in Christ, I'm sure you ought to If the things that you used to do, you're not doing them now, you offer those. Something's been left behind. You ought to know something has been left out because I'm not doing what I used to do in Christ. I don't mean in the devil, amen. Have you checked lately? Are you where you were? Are you where you used to be in the Lord? Do you do the things you used to do? Have you checked lately? So read that again, Sister Faye.
And when they have fulfilled the day, and they return, charge you to tarry behind in Jerusalem.
Now Jesus left behind,
And Joseph and his mother knew not of it.
They didn't know it. They had left Jesus and didn't know it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Some of us ran off and left Jesus behind. We thought he was with us, but when we checked, he wasn't there. Samson did a check. He looked and spoke out and thought he was. He hadn't checked. You see, you got to check before the devil come, not till the, wait till the devil come. Come on, amen. You got to check before Jesus get here. You got to check before you die, amen, before you go out of here to see whether or not Jesus is still with you.
Amen.
Don't wait till the day. And then you jump up and think you got it and find out that you're weak. Even Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith on the earth, faith in the earth? Am I even going to find a little bit of faith? We don't just faith.
But they supposed them to have been in the confidence.
Notice what they did. They supposed. They didn't know for sure. They supposed. Are you going to die supposing that you're saved? Or are you going to try to find out and know that you're saved?
Mm-hmm.
They supposed. How many of us... How many of us have made so many mistakes because we thought it was something, but it wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
You ran off and left the keys. You thought you had it with it, but you didn't look and check, and you got all the way to work. And had to turn around and drive an hour back home to find your keys because you just supposed they were with you. You wasn't for sure. Huh? Ran off and left. Left your keys. And being that Jesus is the key to the kingdom, Jesus is the key. He's the door to the kingdom, and he gave you a key to get in, and you ran off and left your key. You see, when you leave the Holy Ghost behind, you left the key.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave the Holy Ghost out, you left the key out. And you can't get in the door without the key. How are you going to get into the kingdom of God, the kingdom, and you don't have the key? Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's only one way in. Noah, the door was only one door in, and God closed the door. God was the one that had the key to the door. Noah couldn't open the door to let nobody in after it started raining.
Right. Amen.
There's only one window up there, and that's just to see out of, amen. And when Jesus said there's only one way, I'm the only way, amen, you can get in. And then if you don't go in through the door, amen, you're the same as a thief and robber, amen. I'm trying to tell you, you need to get it right. Get it ready right now. Not supposed to. What did they do?
But they're supposing him to have been in the company when a day journey.
They want a day. How long did they go, sister? They went a day's journey. They left Jesus a day behind them. How far behind is Jesus on you in your life, amen? How far behind are you today? Is he a day behind? Did you catch up last night, amen? Did you catch up this morning? Or are they still behind you, amen? You understand what I'm trying to tell you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, you need to check and see if Jesus is with you. And not suppose, what did they do?
But they supposed him to have been in the company.
They thought he was in the company, you know. They thought He was with them. But it wasn't. They left him. That's why the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path, amen, because you better check, see where Jesus at first, amen. And there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. You better check and see, is that the right way? Are you doing it the right way? Amen. Hallelujah. I need to know, am I baptized right? Do I have the Holy Ghost right? Am I living right? I need to check to see, am I right before I do something else? Before I move to the next plane, amen, I need to check to see if Jesus with me, because I was supposed to be ill, and then I went off and left.
Yeah.
I thought it was right. I thought what I did was right. I thought what I was doing was right. I thought what my mama said was right. I thought what my daddy told me was right when it comes to salvation, amen. And I found out my daddy wasn't right and my mama wasn't right. But I looked into the word of God and saw where Jesus, and Jesus told me what was right. You see, you better check. You better start looking to see if what the preacher told you right. You better check and see if that's the right way. A lot of preachers have lied to people and still lie. You better check to see if it's right. If what they're telling you is right. If you can't find it in the word, then it wasn't right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find what somebody did it in the Bible, didn't do it that way in the Bible, it ain't right. Not wait till the Lord shows up and then, well, I want to get baptized in Jesus' name. Come on, Pastor. No, I'm trying to get ready to get out of here. Are you with me? Read on, Sister Page. Let's finish this. Time running out.
And they saw him among their kinfolk and acquaintances.
They went out among their kinfolk. They were looking for Jesus among their kinfolk. The kinfolk, they ain't seen him. A lot of us have been checking with our relatives, you know. Well, you know, is Jesus the way? Or is Jesus the right way? And they're checking among their kinfolk, you know. And if your kinfolk ain't saved either. Hallelujah. They looking for Jesus among the kinfolk. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'd be like me. I was looking for Jesus at the hotel. And he said, well, when you came in here, I was with you. You're looking in the wrong place. Come on. A lot of us making a search for Jesus, but we're not looking in the right place. And they, what did they do, sister? Yeah, are y'all reading with me? Read on.
Okay. And when they found him not.
When they didn't find him among the kinfolks, you know, a lot of us been looking among the kinfolks. You need to be looking to the word and find Jesus. That's where you're going to find him, in the word. Amen. Praise God. Not among your kinfolks. Amen.
Your acquaintance,
you know, your friends.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't saved either. They ain't got the Holy Ghost. They trying to tell you how to be saved, and they ain't got the Holy Ghost either. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Huh? They don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't even believe in speaking in tongues. Even though it's written in the Bible, they still don't believe it. Amen. They don't even believe in baptism in Jesus' name. And you looking for Jesus among them? They don't even believe in his name, baptized in his name. Don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. You looking for Jesus among them? Don't believe in speaking in tongues. You looking for the Holy Ghost among them? How can you be looking for the Holy Ghost among them and when he ain't there?
Mm-hmm.
Read on, Sister Faye. Let's see what he said.
They turned back again to Jerusalem.
What did they have to do? They have to turn back and go. They got to go back and look for Jesus. A whole day's journey. And now they got to turn back and go look for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Start all over again. Looking for Jesus. All the way back to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for Jesus. Huh? Back to square one. Brother said, back to square one. Going all the way back, looking for Jesus. Can't you see how sometimes you can think he's with you and he's not?
Amen.
Can't you see how there's a lot of people who claim in Jesus and he ain't with them?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to where the Bible said, hey, Ben, go back to Pentecost. Go back there when he fell, when the Holy Ghost fell. Go back and start at the beginning. This is where the church began. Go back to the beginning where the church started at and get it right. If this was the beginning of the New Testament church, go back to the beginning. They had to go all the way back to, where did they go back to? They had to go all the way back to Jerusalem. We don't need to go back to Jerusalem to find Jesus.
Amen.
You can find Jesus right where you're at. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can find him right here. Amen. Today, all you got to do is ask. You'll show up right now. Amen. Wherever you need to be in your life, you can ask right now. You see, you can find Jesus wherever you are, whosoever called, and wherever you're called, he'll hear your cry. But they had to go all the way back to Jerusalem. What are they trying to do? Seeking Jesus. Do we need to go all the way back to Jerusalem to find Jesus? What did he tell the woman at the well? We're going to worship him in spirit and truth, amen. The time has come and now is that we don't need to go to Jerusalem to find Jesus. We can find him right here. We worship him in spirit and in truth, amen. You can find Jesus right here on the line today. You can find Jesus on Facebook today. You can find Jesus wherever you are, wherever you look up. You can find Jesus because he's spirit now.
Yes.
He's everywhere. But I wouldn't want to put my salvation on. I'll be checking myself out to see, is he with me?
Mm-hmm.
I start doing a search right now to ask the question, is he with me? Do I have the Holy Ghost now? Have I been baptized right, like the Bible said to be baptized? Do I have the Holy Ghost right? Amen. Am I living right?
Yes, Lord.
You need to see. Check yourself now. Check yourself now.
Thank you.
Am I doing what I know is right?
Yes.
Many times, you know, if I'm doing something I don't know I'm wrong, I'm not going to straighten up until somebody correct me of the wrong. But if I know something, if he that know it to do right and don't do it to him, that's sin.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The little thing I'm doing, I know they're wrong, but I don't think too much about them, you know, because it's not a big thing.
Yes,
huh? It's not a big thing because it's not a big thing. I don't think I need correcting because it's a little white lie, you know. It's just a little tiny little thing that I think I can do and get by with it. And it's the tiny thing that stops you from getting in. Have you ever had a key or something, you know, you got to put it in a little close place and then it'd be just that little lip on it, you know, just a little. And it won't go in there. Just a little. It ain't much. You can take a little file and zoop and knock it off. But it's just such a small little thing that won't allow the key to go into the hole. Unless you knock the chip off. And sometimes, you know, the little things and the little thing that we're doing that we know we're doing that they're wrong, amen. It's just a little chip. Come on, somebody. Come on. The little chip, some little things in your life that you didn't think that matter, that you can continue to do and think everything is all right, you need to. You need to knock that chip off. You need to knock that chip off, baby. Because if you want the key to fit into the hole, you got to knock the chip off. If you're going to fit into the mold of Christ, you got to knock the chips off.
things I know that is wrong, I got to quit. I don't need to take a long time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do it today.
Right now.
I need to do it what?
Right now.
Right now. I need to do it right now, today. You got some chips in your life that need to be knocked off. Jesus want to knock your chips off today, because otherwise you can't, the key won't fit if you got a little chip on it. Hallelujah. You need to turn your life around and get the chips out of your life. Amen. I don't have to worry about the big thing. Most people got sense enough not to do the big thing. Most people, not all people. They got sense enough not to commit adultery, not to commit fornication, not to be a homosexual. They got sense enough not to do that. Most people, not all people, amen. Some people ain't learned yet. They got sense not to do that. But the tongue, they ain't going to stop. Not speaking in tongues either. I mean, they ain't speaking in tongues. Got to get the chips off, amen?
Amen.
What did Jesus say defile you? It's your mouth that defiles you. Ain't that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
And the things that he said, well, it's the things that come out of your mouth that defile you, not the thing that... I mean, you know, if I got drunk tonight, you know, I have a hangover. And I hope I don't do nothing crazy and wake up in the morning. But there are some things that I can say some things to you, and those things will be with you till you die.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Things your mama said to you or your dad said that you ain't forgot that yet. Hmm? She didn't realize that how much power her tongue had, amen,
mm-hmm.
and how much destruction in the life of the child that we said that to. We didn't realize the damage that we did.
Mm-hmm.
We damaged our kids for my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I'm getting the chip off today. Get my chip off. Yeah, me too. I try to act like I'm holier than somebody else. Just what I know is right is just right. I get corrected too. Gotta get some chips off, amen. Because when I put the key in, I want it to fit.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? When I get ready to go to heaven, I want to get in, amen. And I don't want to be left behind because I had some little stuff in my life that I wouldn't quit doing. I knew it was wrong, but yet I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody want to be saved today. Amen. Praise God. I know I got to quit. I'm meddling now. But
yeah,
I want you to get in your thought pattern. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to be saved in here today? Anybody want to get some chips off today? Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God and the people of God. We thank you for all that you have done, continue to do, Lord. Cleanse us, O Lord. Cleanse my life, O Lord. Cleanse my heart, Lord. Watch us again, O Lord, with the water of the word and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Change us, O Lord. I need changes in my life, Lord. I've asked you to change my life today, Lord, like never before. Lord, before you come in, Lord, let us get right, Lord. Help us to get it right, Lord, before you show up, oh, Lord. Help us to get it right before that day come, Lord, that we fall down and we arise no more, Lord. Help us to get it right, Lord. Except you change us, Lord, we can't be changed. Except you mold us, Lord, I can't be molded. Except you make me, Lord, I won't be made. Lord, I can't make myself, Lord. I'm asking you to make me and mold me and shape me into the image that you would have me to be, Lord. I don't want to be lost, Lord. I don't want to miss that day. I want to be right. So, Lord, order my steps in your word. And I thank you for ordering my steps and our steps and everybody in this church today. Order their steps. Order the people on the line steps. More is on Facebook, Lord. Order their steps, oh, Lord. And I give you praise and thanks for the blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget about it. You on Facebook? God bless you. Amen. Hey, man, anybody on the line, you got a testimony, got a prayer report. Anybody want to, if you got some tithes, you got offerings, or whatever it is that you want to give your tithes, give your offerings. Amen. God will bless you for what you do. Amen. God will bless you for whatever you do. Any testimony, prayer request?
I just want to say thanks to the Lord for raising me up to my life. I want to pray for my family. This is the Brown family. I want to pray for us. We need prayer. And I thank God for letting us live this morning. And we got put food on the table for us this morning. But, you know, I enjoyed your testimony, what you preached about today, about the Holy Ghost. But Lord got all these preachers out here in this world today, but the people don't know about it. I didn't know about it. I never heard about it. You know, that's preaching. I live to leave preaching all on the Sunday. This is every preacher. But then anybody saying, you got to get the Holy Ghost to get into God's kingdom. They preach about the Holy Ghost. They preach about Paul. They preach about Abraham. They preach about Joseph. They preach about all these people. But they will never go out there and preach and say, you got to be rebaptized and get the Holy Ghost to get into God's kingdom. Ain't nobody telling about it. That's not that. These men are already hollering and speaking about everything but that.
Amen.
You know? I didn't know about it. I found out about it the hard way. So, I mean, why ain't the preacher preaching about it?
Amen.
You know, go ahead. You know, just pray for my family. And I'm out.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. We're gonna. If you like to send a donation, don't forget about it's carechurchinc@gmail.com, PayPal, Cash App. If God lay on your heart to donate something, give something, give as unto the Lord, and we will appreciate whatever you give. Amen. Thank the Lord. Any more testimony? Any more prayer requests? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's no one else, amen. Thank all of you that is online today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So, Father God, we're thankful for the people of God. I ask that you would bless them and keep them as we dismiss from this place and never from your presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name. As we dismiss, just let everybody say,
amen.
Let everybody say,
amen.
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 God bless y'all. Bless your family. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Richard, for coming on to me.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say body. Amen.
the dead. No matter how you're feeling or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say, let the church say.